Hello and welcome to another Rock Climber Life podcast. This is your host, Jeff Zafrin. Today I'm going to talk about lifting heavy weight and the benefits of heavy weight training. The last podcast touched on the myths of heavy weight training. So if you haven't listened to the previous podcast that talks about those myths, be sure to listen to that one first. And that'll clear your mind of some of those negative connotations and some of the myths about heavy weight training. And then you can listen to this one and kind of come at this unbiased. So you can understand really the benefits of heavy weight training. And of course, specifically, this is more generated towards rock climbers and training for climbing. So a lot of these benefits will be focused on climbers. So I'm going to kind of give you three of the main points, three of the biggest benefits to lifting heavy weight and heavy weight training. The first one is lifting heavy weight is going to make you really strong without the bulk. So when you lift heavy weight and do heavy weight training and do several sets of low reps, you are going to get strong, but you're not going to be getting that extra bulk. You're not going to be really gaining a lot of mass here. And of course, everybody's a little bit different. I mean, some people can lift, you know, a few reps and then they explode for some reason. You know, everybody has different genetics. But from what I've experienced, is most climbers, they're not going to get large, and that was one of the myths. So I don't really want to harp on that too much because I kind of talked about that. But the benefit is that you're going to get really strong, and the reason is that when you lift moderate amount of weight for a moderate amount of reps, you get moderately strong. I mean, it's kind of a direct correlation. It seems pretty simple to me. So when you lift heavy weight, then you can generate more force, and you can, you know, move more weight. And that's what we're trying to do when we're climbing, is we're trying to move our own body weight. So if we can move more than our own body weight, then we'll, you know, moving our own body weight over several moves will be easier. So pretty simple there. So compound exercises are going to make your entire body strong, not just one area. So when I'm talking about heavy weight training, I'm definitely not talking about doing heavy sets of bicep curls or tricep extensions, or shoulder presses or something like isolated dumbbell shoulder presses. They're good, but there's other better options. What I'm talking about is bench press, which actually, a lot of people think that bench press only works your chest. It's not true. It works your chest, works your shoulders, works your triceps. And if you do them correctly, and when you press the bar up, you should act like you're breaking the bar in half, and you squeeze your lats and you drive your elbows to your sides and drive your elbows to your lats. You actually, the good bench pressers, if you do it correctly, and that's the way you should bench press, is you're engaging your lats as well. So it's pretty much your entire upper body for bench press. For example, another one that, another compound exercise is a deadlift. I recently did a kettlebell swing video, and a deadlift is a similar motion. It's going to work your entire core and your legs, so your hamstrings, but your entire core. So think of like your lower back, upper back, your entire, all your abs, a little bit on the quads as well. Back squats is another one that I do frequently. Back squats work, of course, your butt and your a little bit in the hamstrings, but more on the quads. But also, again, your core, because the bar is either, you know, you can do either back squats or front squats. The difference is Olympic bar is on your back, or the Olympic bar is across your shoulders in the front and touching your neck. And they both work the core in a different way, but they both work the entire core. So that's kind of the compound exercise I'm talking about. Also, weighted pull-ups is a key for climbers. I do a good bit of weighted pull-ups, and of course those work biceps. They work your entire back. When you have a lot of weight hanging from your waist, it also helps your core because you have to keep your core tight. So that's kind of a moving on to a full body exercise as well. So these are all compound exercises. So again, the heavier you lift, the stronger you're going to get. So focus on these compound exercises, and they will make you really strong overall. and it'll be your entire body that gets strong. So one thing I've noticed is now that I've been training with some heavier weights, doing some heavier lifting, I've noticed that I can do more powerful moves now because I'm stronger from the lifting. And the steep moves especially, the steep moves where it's not just finger strength on small crimps, it's some of those big moves on overhanging terrain to some, you know, larger holds that sometimes it's not always your forearms that fail. Sometimes your lats fatigue and your arms fatigue and you can't, and your core drops and your butt drops to the ground. You can't keep your core in tight and transfer the load to your legs. So, you know, some of those steep moves, it's not all about the forearms. Sometimes it's you know, definitely the lats are a huge key there, as well as the rest of the body, like I just said. So I've noticed the steep moves aren't as difficult when I'm lifting heavier weight and when I'm training in this way. Because, you know, if your hips and legs and trunk and shoulders are all strong, they can generate a lot of force. And when all those components are strong, and it's not just for climbers, we think it's like, okay, let's do forearm specific exercises and a little bit of ab work and a little bit of core work, and that's it. And then some pull-ups, and that's it. But when you have strong hips and legs and your entire torso, front and back, and your shoulders, they can remove that strain from the forearms because, you know, you're transferring the load to those other body parts. And you won't have to grip as hard, and the moves are going to feel easier for the rest of your body. And whenever you can take some of the weight off your forearms, that's key in climbing. Because, you know, as we know, the longer your forearms can go and the longer you can go without being pumped, the harder you're going to climb. So as I touched on this, some of the heavy weight exercises I do are deadlifts, squats, weighted pull-ups, bench press. But there's also push press, which is similar to a shoulder press, but I like to do them with a barbell. And it's when your arms and your shoulder and your elbows are in front of you. So you're not splayed out to the side, putting your shoulder in a weaker position. So push press, and that uses a little bit of leg drive as well. So you can look that up on YouTube. I'll talk about this in another video. I'm going to do another video on a thruster, and you're going to see this soon. If I haven't posted, I'm not sure what order, if I'm going to post this first or that video first, we'll see. But also another exercise is the clean, and there's different forms of the clean. There's hang cleans, power cleans, all different types of cleans. But it's basically bringing the Olympic bar or the barbell from the ground up into the front rack position, up on top of your shoulders. So, and I said, all these are best performed with Olympic bar. You can perform these with dumbbells. But many of them, like deadlifts, you can't really do with dumbbells too well. Squats, not really that well. Weighted pull-ups, sure. Yeah, you can get one of those weight belts or a harness, and you can strap dumbbells or kettlebells or anything you want to yourself to add weight. Bench press, you can do them with dumbbells, but it's easier to do with an Olympic bar because you'll be able to set the weight up easier and if you use like a bench. So yeah, this is going to take some equipment. You know, it's either going to take you the gym membership or some initial investment in equipment in your home gym. So, but you know, it's kind of the price you pay if you want to, you know, attempt to take it to the next level and see, you know, how much stronger you can get. So for the actual reps and sets, when I do these, I never do over 5 reps in a set. So for example, something I do is like a 5x5. Which is 5 sets of 5 reps. So I'll do 5 reps of, let's say I'm doing a deadlift. So I'll do 5 reps of deadlift, and then I'll take a little rest. And I'll do another 5 reps, and I'll take a little rest. I'll do 5 sets of those 5. And then I'll move to my next exercise. So many times I'll do like squats and weighted pull-ups in a session, and then I'll move on to my more metabolic conditioning exercises and quick exercises that you normally think of with CrossFit type stuff. So I'll do my 5x5 of all my squats, get them done, and then do 5x5 of my weighted pull-ups. So don't, like some people say, superset or set them. Don't do that because you're going to be fatiguing your body. So for example, that would be doing one set of the squats, then one set of pull-ups, and one set of squats, one set of pull-ups, and alternating back and forth. I don't think that's the best idea because you end up fatiguing your body quicker because you're going to feel fresher, but you're going to be a little bit out of breath. When you're going at these, you should be feeling fresh and ready to go because you're going to be giving your max effort. Again, 5 reps is the most I ever do. I also do 6x3, so it's 6 sets of 3 reps at a time. And I also do 7x2, which is 7 sets of 2 reps at a time. So, you know, I'm doing between 2 and 5 reps here, so we're doing max effort. And again, I touched on this. If you're doing more than 5, I think kind of 5 is, a lot of people talk about this, you know, 5, 6 reps, 4 reps. You know, the number, I think, differs for everybody, but there's going to be a certain number where you're going to become fatigued and you're not working your maximum strength. And that's what we're trying to work here is max strength. Think of this as like bouldering or hangboarding or campusing. We're going to be doing max effort for a short amount of time. This is not going to be like, you know, kind of those extended 10-minute, 15-minute CrossFit workouts that you can compare that to climbing on overhanging terrain on jugs for 100 feet. You know, something like you would think of Red River Gorge or Rifle or something like that. That would be more equivalent to those longer but very intense duration, you know, constant work. That would be like that. Okay, what we're talking about here is something like, for example, like bouldering, where you're going to be doing a few moves, not too many moves, but every move is at your maximum ability, maximum difficulty. Okay, so that's kind of the analogy, I guess, to climbing as far as the type of lifting we're going to be doing. So, and again, I think I've touched on this before, but you can't train for climbing every day. And if you're training for climbing every day, if you're hangboarding, campusing, bouldering, doing roots every day, I guarantee you, you're not at your best effort. You are going to be fatigued. So, you know, I think that it's best to, you know, you can do a day of training for climbing. You can do a day of lifting weight and doing weight training, and then maybe a day off, something like that. It differs for everybody. That's not something I can really give a really good recommendation of how many days on, how many days off, how many days should I be training for climbing versus lifting weight versus resting. That changes for everybody. But the bottom line is you can't train for climbing every day. Doing specific climbing exercises like hangboarding, campusing, bouldering, all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. So when you're not doing that, you can do this. Okay, so on to the second point that I want to make here. The second point is that lifting heavy weight, it will reduce your chances for injury. And at first that might seem counterintuitive because you're going to be putting your body over, you know, through really high stress and really high loads, but it's under a controlled environment. Of course, if you don't know how to do a deadlift, don't go out and pick up a bar and do a deadlift because you're probably going to be doing it wrong. So you need to, you know, learn from somebody, you know, a personal trainer or somebody who is an expert in Olympic lifting, you know, a friend or somebody you know, or hire somebody or look on YouTube and start really light and make sure, video yourself. You have to make sure you're doing this right, of course, okay? So, you know, don't do something stupid and injure yourself. But lifting heavy weight and doing heavy weight training will reduce your chances for injury because you will be have a very balanced body and it will be able to withstand very high loads. So I strongly believe that climbing injuries will be reduced dramatically. And shoulder tweaks and things like that, they'll be kind of a thing of a past for you. I had shoulder surgery and I'm going to touch on that here in a minute, but my shoulders don't have issues anymore. You know, your shoulders, your lats, your chest, torso, legs, you know, hip, butt, everything will be much stronger and they'll be able to support the load and help generate force. So, you know, that's really important. And, you know, for climbing, I mean, if we're injured, we're not training and we're not climbing outside and we're not having fun, right? So we have to avoid injury as much as possible, which is why we do workouts like hangboarding. Hangboarding, I think, is great for climbing because for training the finger strength for climbing because it's a very controlled environment. You're not doing something. See, campusing is a little more heavy load, a little more dynamic. Bouldering at your limit, you can't really train a specific grip unless you have access to your own wall and you can really tailor the problems. But if you're going to a climbing gym, bouldering is kind of like going to, and the Anderson, this is where I got this idea. Mike and what's his brother's name? I'm drawing a blank now. But the Andersons on Mountain Project, they've done the Training for a Rock Prodigy article. I've talked about them before. He kind of said bouldering is like the equivalent of like going to the gym and doing a couple shoulder presses and then getting on the treadmill for a couple minutes and jumping on that. And then it's kind of a random thing. You know, you can't really control it. Where hangboarding is very controlled. And, you know, if you start to fail, you just, you know, put your feet down and stand up. You know, you're not going to be getting these really dynamic loads. So where was I going with this? So, you know, it's the fact that it's lifting heavy weight and doing this heavy weight training is very controlled. And you can build up your strength in a very controlled way, and then your body will be able to withstand these higher forces, especially related to climbing and some of the dynamic moves that, you know, your shoulders and your torso will be able to withstand these things. So as I said a minute or so ago, I had shoulder surgery on both shoulders. The right shoulder was in 2005 and the left was in 2008. Wasn't due to climbing, but so I, and you know, for a couple years after that, I still, you know, had little tweaks and things, and you know, it wasn't, I got the surgery because I dislocated them too many times, both shoulders, pretty much the same reason, but years after that, I would lift weights and things, but I wasn't really following this kind of way of training, and I was climbing and things, but I wasn't really training specifically for climbing. But I still kind of suffered kind of just pains and little tweaks, and I would kind of move it wrong, and I would kind of feel a little tweak here and there, and it just didn't feel strong. It didn't feel like I wanted it to feel. And, you know, I think you all know if you've had kind of an injury and you're coming back, you kind of know when you're at 100% and when you're still not sure about this one. However, since I've been lifting heavy weight and doing CrossFit type exercises and things like that, my shoulders feel better than ever. And, you know, I had surgery in both, but, you know, they feel a lot stronger, a lot more balanced, and they feel definitely stronger than they ever have. And especially even before I had the surgery, I wasn't very strong then. Not that I'm saying I'm strong now, but I'm much stronger than I used to be, that's for sure. Anyway, but the balance is the key. And too many climbers only climb, or they train specifically for climbing, and, you know, so they'll climb and they'll boulder and they'll hangboard, and like I said, they'll do a couple sit-ups and a couple pull-ups and say that's it, that's all I need. And I really think this creates massive imbalances in the body. And, you know, you hear all the time of many pro climbers, they get shoulder surgeries, and you can even look at a lot of the pro climbers, they have real big lats and real wide shoulders, but they have no chest. And I just think that that's not the way we were built. You know, we were built to be balanced. And I, you know, putting like 1 pound of muscle on your chest, I think, you know, I mean, unless you're a pro climber and you're really looking to be like 110 pounds at 6 foot tall, I mean, I think longevity is more important. I think, you know, being able to climb, you know, for your entire life and not having to deal with injuries is more important than maybe one difficulty grade. You know, let's say you climb 12A, and if you were, you know, 5 pounds lighter, but you were more at risk for injury and you can climb 12B, I would take, for example, the 12A, because I would feel like, you know, I could sustain, you know, that type of climbing for a longer period of time because I would be stronger and more balanced. So don't think, and like I said, you're not going to be packing on the weight here with lifting heavy weight. And if you are packing on the weight, you know, you can cut back a little bit on it, on the training, and you can watch what you're eating. If you're pounding food and you're lifting a lot of weight, yeah, you may gain a little bit. But, you know, this is one of those things, like, I mean, I've been lifting heavy now for, I don't know, probably like at least a year, and I lost weight because I lost the fat. So I got stronger and I actually lost weight because I had a little bit of fat to lose. Before I was like 180 to 185 and I'm 6'1", and now I'm 170, 173, you know, in that range. So, and I'm stronger. So I think everybody probably has a little bit of fat to lose. So don't worry about the weight gain. It's not going to come overnight, that's for sure. Building muscle and building weight and gaining weight from muscle mass is way harder than losing fat on the body. So that's, didn't mean to go off on a tangent there, but I think so many people are so afraid of gaining weight. So where was I here? So the balance is important. People are imbalanced as climbers. I think many people are imbalanced, and I think you're going to feel better and you're going to feel stronger when you train with heavy weight training. Last thing I want to talk about is my third point is that your range of motion and your mobility will increase. Now this kind of comes with kind of a side note, is that if you just lift and you don't do any mobility or any stretching work, this isn't going to be true. It will be true maybe to a point. Your muscles will be tight, but you'll probably have better range of motion. Like if you're doing proper squats and you're doing deep squats, you probably will have better hip flexibility, but maybe your muscles will be tight. So this kind of comes with that point with range of motion and mobility will increase, but you have to work those items as well. So I think that when you lift heavy and when you do good mobility and stretching work, I think that that's better than just doing mobility. Okay, so because you're going to be working those muscles and you're going to be doing proper deadlifts, deep squats, proper bench press where your the bar is touching your chest, which I even had to work on, and now I finally got there because my shoulders were tight. But now I finally, the bar is touching my chest on the bench press. So when you lift and then you do a proper mobility and stretching routine, your range of motion will be better. And I've experienced this, and I know others have as well. I feel definitely a lot more kind of limber and mobile and flexible and, all those types of words now that I've trained with heavy weight. So you're not going to have that kind of those tweaks and, hip tweaks or shoulder tweaks or things, because you're probably going to have a better range of motion when you lift heavy weight and you also do a mobility routine. So one thing I've noticed is that like footwork will be easier, more efficient. And the reason is because your legs will be strong, yet they're very supple to climb efficiently. So your hips are going to be strong because you're going to be doing deadlifts and squats and things like that. So your hips are going to be strong. You have a good, strong turnout with your hips. You'll be able to keep your hips in the wall on overhanging terrain and kind of be in that frog position on more vertical, technical terrain when you need to be. The footwork will feel easier. You'll be able to move and lift your legs. And I think that's, of course, important. I think that's kind of an obvious no-brainer. Everybody wants to have more efficient footwork and stronger footwork. And so many people say, oh, well, the legs are never a limiting factor. Yeah, but if you can do a pistol squat, which is a one-legged squat, really easily, then you're not going to have to pull down so hard. If you can step on a hold and you have really crappy handholds and you can just stand up real easy, and because you have strong legs and strong hips, then you're going to be better off. So the last thing I wanted to touch on, and it happens, has to do with this mobility. Hip mobility has always been an issue for me. I have tight hips. I don't know if it has to do with my length. I have pretty long legs for my height. But I've always had tight hamstrings, tight hips, tight glutes. And I'm working on it, and I'm getting better. And doing squats and deadlifts has helped. But what I've found, and I actually verified this, I think I've talked about the hybrid athlete guys before. It's the CrossFit gym I used to train with. It was kind of like CrossFit, but not totally. We were a little bit different in some ways. Anyway, I found this thing called Mobility WOD. And for those that aren't familiar with kind of the CrossFit stuff, WOD means, WOD is an acronym for workout of the day, WOD, WOD. So I found this thing called Mobility WOD. And it's this guy based out of the San Francisco CrossFit. He owns San Francisco CrossFit in California. His name's Kelly Starrett. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's either Starrett or Starrett or how something like that. Kelly Starrett, he started this Mobility WOD thing, and it's on YouTube. So you can just YouTube Mobility WOD. I'll link it here in the notes on the blog on rockclimberlife.com. But this guy is amazing. And it's amazing, just some of the things. It's not just stretching or you know, just stretching the hamstrings, but it's mobility. And it's actually, you know, getting into a position and training that position and making it better and working the muscles. And it's, I'm not even doing it a service by trying to explain it. It's just, it's really, really interesting stuff. I've learned a lot about body mechanics and what to work on. And, you know, something like, I always thought my overhead squat, I would never be able to do an overhead squat. And an overhead squat is basically a squat while holding a barbell overhead. I thought I would never be able to do that because of my shoulders. Well, I kind of learned from him that it may not be my shoulders that are the issue. It may be my hips. So I thought that kind of stuff was really interesting. You know, like a front rack position. Like, I have problems doing heavy thrusters. And the reason is because I couldn't get the bar in a good grip position and also touch my shoulders. So I wasn't resting the weight on my shoulders. I was holding it totally with my arms. I would burn my arms out really quick. Well, I originally thought that it was because I didn't have a big enough chest or meat shelf to rest the bar on, and I also had long arms. Well, I learned from him that may not be the issue. I may have tight wrists and not a lot of external rotation with my shoulders, which is what you need for a good front rack position. So just stuff like that. I mean, it's amazing. So yeah, I checked with my friends over at Hybrid Athlete, and they were like, yeah, this guy is like the only really good thing that's coming out of CrossFit. Because there's a lot of CrossFit trainers out there. I mean, you can open a CrossFit box and be CrossFit level one. It's actually really not that hard. And there's some really complicated moves that probably a lot of these people shouldn't be teaching. Anyway, the point is this Kelly Starrett, this guy is awesome, and you should totally check it out. I think his work applies to any athlete, not just people who are lifting weights or doing CrossFit stuff, but any athlete, especially climbers, because he does a lot of stuff with shoulders, a lot of stuff with shoulder mobility, and a lot of stuff with hip mobility, and both of those are really important to climbers for the type of movement that we do. So check out Mobility Wad. Just kind of wanted to give, you know, kind of a brief overview, brief explanation. And, you know, you can buy some of the equipment he talks about, which is just some big, long bands. Like, they're called jump stretch bands, but it's just a big, huge rubber band. And he also uses lacrosse balls to help kind of get into some, you know, tight areas in your shoulders or your butt or your hamstrings. You can kind of do some, you know, moving the muscle around and get those tissues moving. He also uses a foam roller quite a bit. So some small things you may want to pick up if you want to try and do some of the stuff that he talks about. But it's totally worth it. I mean, I'm blown away by the, you know, I've just been doing it a few weeks and I'm totally addicted to this stuff. It's awesome. So check out Mobility Wad. Anyway, so yes, so that's about it. I mean, a lot of benefits to heavyweight training. You know, again, quick overview. So, number one, it's going to make you strong without the bulk. It's going to make you, you know, you're going to be able to do powerful moves, and you're going to be able to support your body and really, you know, get after those really hard moves and that aren't always limited to forearm strength. So, like steep terrain, I'm talking about. Number two, lifting heavy weights is going to reduce your chances for injury. So, you know, you're going to be more balanced and you're going to transfer the load, and you're not going to have those tweaks and things like that anymore. And the third one is this range of motion I talked about. So yeah, I mean, range of motion, mobility, all important. You know, we have to be kind of supple and flexible and be able to move. And if we're stiff, climbing isn't going to work out so well. So that's about all I have to say. I'm going to wrap this up. This has been Jif Zaffer with another Rock Climber Life podcast. Be sure to check out the blog, rockclimberlife.com, for more. Thanks for listening.